Seth Crane's on the line with us from the Hondo Auction for the KCWM Morning Market Report. Good morning, Seth. You doing all right?
No, I'm doing good, Mike. You?
Doing good, but cold.
Again. Yeah, that's what you were telling me. Cold out there again this morning.
Yeah, we got a couple more cool mornings ahead of us, and then we're going to start to warm up a little bit. Got some rain in the forecast over the weekend.
Well, that'd just be plenty fine.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Well, what about yesterday? How'd that sale go?
It was a good one, Mike. A little lighter than what we have been the last couple of weeks, but still ended up with right at 300 head of cattle. Still a pretty big cow run, you know. Ended up palpating, I bet, a little over 30 cows, and probably had another 20 or so packer cows when it was all said and done. I don't think we only had one pair. We split everything else there yesterday. Pairs bring from 9 to 1,100. As far as any bred cows we had on the planer end, $650 up to $1,000 to $1,190 on those better cows there yesterday. Was some activity there on them. Still some cows that being bought pretty reasonable, though, you know, down there around $800 to $900. Pretty good type cows if somebody's looking for some. As far as the packer cows, put some more money on them. Man, could have been anywhere from $2 to $5 yesterday. It was kind of all over the place. 30 cents on those weaker cows, up to 68 cents on those better cows. Quite a few cows bringing up there above 62 or so yesterday. Really making those bigger cows starting to dollar out. Quite a bit more dollars, and you know, in turn is going to help that replacement market the higher these packer cows get. Same on the bulls, 51 up to 88 on our bulls there yesterday. Most all them bulls, you know, bring from 82 to somewhere around 86 yesterday. So like the cows, a lot of them bulls, it was bigger bulls dollaring out well over $2,000. So good sale there. As far as the calf market, ended up selling fat cattle on Friday, they said, for 123, which was really good for everybody. Created a lot more optimism in the market. And I tell you what, yesterday there was a couple new deals. Not that the market went up that much, but it created a lot more buzz, and some of those classes of cattle sold a lot better. I thought everything was steadies to just as high as what it was in these light cattle. It was some of those bigger cattle, bigger bull yearlings, bigger heifers. That was the real highlight of the sale, it looked to me like. As far as these planer cattle, longhorn crosses, you know, and Hereford crosses, some of those Bramer crosses, you know, it's still kind of the same deal. You know, some of those cattle can bring as low as, you know, in the 50s to 80 on some of those Corriente crosses, and you get into some of those others that bring up a little over a dollar on those planer type cattle. 2 to 3 weight steers on our number one end, $1.55 to $1.93. 2 to 3 weight heifers, $140 to $153. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.50 to $1.84. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $135 to $149. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.40 up to $1.80. Some of those heavier 4-weight cattle weighing 475 or so. A lot of those cattle still bring in that 175 to 180. You know, they're dollaring out a lot of dollars there. 4 to 5 weight heifers, 130 to 146. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.35 to 166. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $1.18 up to 142. 6 to 7 weight steers and bull calves, $1.20 up to 140. 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.10 up to 138. Most of those good heifers, you know, the feeder type heifers, bringing well over that 130 there yesterday. 7 to 8 weight bull yearlings and steers, $1.15 up to 142. And 7 to 8 weight heifers, $1.05 up to 130. Both the, you know, the bull yearlings and the heifers there bringing well over 120 yesterday on all those good calves. So just really thought it was a really good market, good to see. And, you know, these cattle are dollaring out a lot of money this way. Don't know, like I say, if it was a couple new deals, you know, it'll take a week to see. Hopefully it's a trend, and it'll be around next week, too.
Well, that sounds like a lot of good activity, Seth. Of course, kind of thinking ahead to next week's sale, got the Junior Livestock Show this weekend. That kind of slows things down a little bit, doesn't it?
It will. You know, a lot of people out there helping with the livestock show, volunteering the time, or they got the kids and all their animals, and you know, it'll slow it down a little bit. The sale, I believe, is on Saturday, so I want to wish everybody luck out there. Hope they do good. Hope their animals show well, and they bring a lot of dollars.
Well, all right. Sounds good, man. We look forward to visiting with you on the, I don't know, I guess we'll visit with your dad on Friday, and then we'll talk with you again next week. Let's get a phone number.
You bet, Mike. Anybody has any questions on next week's sale, we will have one next Monday. Or looking down the road to that special sale, February the 19th, you can give us a call right there at the auction, 830-741-8061. Get me on my cell phone, 210-288-3960. And for updates and information, and Mike Carr's morning report here, HondoLivestock.com.
This is Seth Crane from the Hondo Livestock Auction. Looking to buy or sell some sheep, cattle, or goats at a convenient location with competitive market prices and top quality service? Butter, Howard, or I can take care of all of your needs, including cattle hauling and working services also. Butter Crane's Union Commission Company is open every day on the airbase in Hondo. Sales begin every Monday morning at 11 a.m. with the sheep and the goats, and then the cattle at 11:30. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061. Special stocker feeder sales are every even-numbered month, generally on the second Monday. Be listening for market reports at 6:20 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the KCWM Morning Report on 1460. Information also on the Internet at HondoLivestock.com. Hondo Auction and Union Commission Company on the airbase in Hondo.